Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is calling on farmers to adopt modern techniques and move away from outdated practices. Stay with us to hear more on today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, undertakes research on national development issues, engages in stakeholder consultations to guide the decision-making process, and maintains a national socioeconomic library. The major publications include the Economic and Social Survey Jamaica, Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions, and the Economic Update and Outlook. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
The Agriculture Ministry is urging farmers to adopt modern agricultural practices to ensure the sustainability of the sector. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says modern techniques, including greenhouse technology, will help to increase productivity and lessen the effects of climate change and other hazards.
To this extent, we must continue to modernize the sector. For example, and especially against the background of global warming, we must abandon the old slash-and-burn methods and look to climate-smart agriculture. That is the pathway to a successful future for agriculture. Modern agriculture is more than just tilling the soil and tending to animals. It is about working smarter by utilizing innovative systems and adaptation technologies in the context of the harsh realities of climate change and our resilience against its impact.
Minister Kellyer is challenging farmers to embrace the use of technology to improve and advance communication, training, and innovation in the sector. He notes that this will ensure that the industry is competitive internationally.
If our farmers are to be competitive, we must provide them with the training in the appropriate and applicable technology transfer. This is of paramount importance as the ministry pursues the goal of national food security.
The Agriculture Ministry will be relying heavily on the expertise of RADA officers as it moves to attain Global Good Agricultural Practices GAP certification for the sector.
As we seek to build a modern and internationally competitive sector, we are also challenged to ensure best practices in terms of food safety and global accreditation standards.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer. Global GAP provides international assurance of a country's adherence to agricultural best practices and is a critical requirement for the export market. And now for a proverb of the day. Blackbird left him ticks figure pick fico. And this means it doesn't make sense to leave your own affairs unattended while focusing on the issues of someone else.
Join us in Kingston for the Jamaica Film Festival, July 7 to 11. An exciting showcase of local and international talent. Business networking opportunities with international industry experts. Premieres and screenings of the world's recent and best films. For 5 days in the business capital of Jamaica, where art meets business. It's the Jamaica Film Festival, Kingston, July 7 to 11. See the press for details or visit filmjamaica.com. Brought to you by Jambrew in association with Red Stripe, Digicel, Chase, JTB, Tough Gong International, and Exim Bank.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time on this station for another edition of Calling Farmers. Have a great day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.